Welcome to Open Minds, the weekly sermon podcast from Christ Church Anglican Cathedral in Vancouver, Canada. Reflections provoking thought at the intersection of faith and culture.
This is like a parable, but it's bigger than any parable. This is the biggest parable of all, the incarnation, the story of how God became a little baby, the story of the wonderful impossible. Today I'm going to tell you the whole story. It's important that we hear the whole story, even the sad parts. In this story, there are even two births, the birth of Jesus and the birth of his cousin, John, who we later know as John the Baptist. Look, do you see Mary? The angel Gabriel has come to tell her that God has chosen her to be the mother of God. This is the Annunciation. Do you see the angel and Mary? They're the same color, but the angel has wings. Mary is happy, but scared. She is stunned, but blessed. Mary was lucky because she had a good friend who she could go visit, her cousin Elizabeth. Elizabeth was a bit older than Mary. She was maybe more like her aunt. And when Mary came close to Elizabeth, something wonderful happened. The baby that was inside of Elizabeth moved. And so Elizabeth said to Mary, "Blessed are you amongst women, and blessed is the baby that you're going to have. When you came close to me and my baby heard your voice, it moved. And I know that something wonderful is going to happen with my baby. And with your baby, too." Do you see the gold around their head? Those are gold circles of light. They show holy people. Mary and Elizabeth have them in this picture. And then Mary sang a song. It's called the Magnificat, because it starts, "My soul magnifies the Lord." Do you see how old Elizabeth looks? The artist wanted us to really know that Elizabeth was too old to have a baby. But she was old enough to be a good and wise friend to Mary. The next part of the story we don't tell very often. It doesn't even have a picture. Elizabeth's husband was named Zechariah, and he was a priest in the temple. And one day he was there lighting incense and saying prayers, and he looked, and there was a great light. And the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid." Angels often say this because seeing a messenger of God can be scary. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news. Elizabeth and you are going to have a baby." But he said, "We're too old." And that was the last thing he said. The angel took away his words. And then the angel told him what the baby was to be called and disappeared. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. And then she went home to Nazareth. And then it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby. And the baby was born, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father, as was the custom. But Zechariah shook his head no, and he wrote on a piece of paper, "The baby's name is John." And so they named him John, and then Zechariah got his voice back. And he sang a song called the Benedictus, which goes, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." He was so happy. And then it was time for Mary to have her baby. We call this the Nativity, which means the birth. You see Mary lying down, She is so happy. Joseph has fallen asleep. Do you see the baby wrapped in bands of cloth? The angels are flying around. They are so happy. They are singing Gloria in Excelsis Deo. You've probably heard that in church. It means glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill amongst all people. Here are the shepherds who have come to witness the birth. This next part of the story we don't tell very often either. This is called the presentation at the temple. It was the custom at that time to bring new babies to the temple, to present them, to celebrate their name, and to dedicate them to God. And so Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. And when they were there, there was an old man there named Simeon. And Simeon, when he saw the baby, took him in his arms, and he said, "Now I can die in peace." What a weird thing to say. What did he mean? When he was younger, God had come to Simeon and told him that he wouldn't die until he saw the Holy One who was going to come and change everything. And when he saw Jesus, he knew that he had seen that one. The prophet Anna was also there. She was an old and wise woman who spent as much time in the temple as she could. And when she saw the baby Jesus, she went out and told everyone in the temple what had happened, because she too knew that this was the Holy One. We see Simeon here holding the baby. Mary is reaching out her arms. Joseph has brought two birds to the temple, as was the custom. And here is Anna. I don't know why she doesn't have a halo. But if you look closely at her cloak, it's definitely gold. And then the wise men came, the magi, the three kings. They were late. Every year, they are late. They are so happy to be just adoring the baby Jesus. And they brought presents too. Do you see here? This is the wild star that they have been following. Do you see the camels? They look a little funny. The artist didn't know what a camel looked like. Knew that they had long legs and long necks and humps. But if you look at their faces, they look like donkeys. That's okay, though. We know what they were trying to paint. The next part of the story is a part that we don't tell very often. It's no wonder. It's very sad. But it's important that we tell the sad parts, too, because when we hear about how the people of God acted when terrible and violent things happened, it helps us learn how we too can act when violent and terrible things happen. It is called the Massacre of Innocents. When the kings were following the star, they came to the land where Jesus was born, and they went to Jerusalem, and they met with King Herod, who was the king at the time. And when King Herod told them what they were doing, King Herod was very interested. He wanted to meet this baby because he did not want it to grow up. He wanted to kill the baby because he wanted to be the only king in the land. And so he told the wise men to return to him when they had found the baby Jesus. He said, "Tell me so that I too can bring him gifts and worship him." But he was lying. And the wise men did not return and tell him what had happened. They really were very wise. But King Herod didn't forget, and he asked his priests and scribes to go and find out in the scriptures where it said they would come and they told him that it was in Bethlehem that this new king was going to be born. And so he sent his soldiers to Bethlehem, and they killed every baby boy who was 2 years old or younger. It was very sad. You see, there are many babies who have already been killed. The soldiers took them from their mothers. Nobody looks very happy, not even Herod. Do you see their eyes? They look very sad. The artist really wanted us to know how sad they were. Yeah. But the story doesn't end here. Jesus wasn't killed in Bethlehem. For an angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him what was going to happen, and told him that he needed to bring his family to another country. And so they fled to the faraway land of Egypt. You can see the mother Mary and the baby Jesus on the donkey. And Joseph was leading the way. Right there. Now we can enjoy the whole story. The Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation at the Temple, the Adoration of the Magi, the Massacre of Innocents, and the flight into Egypt. Yeah, he is bad too. I wonder what you liked best about this story.
Thanks for listening to the Open Minds podcast. For more information on the Cathedral, its ministries, and how you can get involved, go to www.thecathedral.ca.